Music is on. Alright. Yo. Swarm. Yeah. But this morning it was kind of a little chilly. We're at 70s. The whole country went cold. A little bit. Rain? Hopefully we get rain because it's dry down here. It's been dry. Cam link. That's a screenshot. It's on the remote. Do a copy. Sorry, I'm like formatting my OBS. Duplicate. Yes, I know. This stuff should be done, but sometimes I'm discovering things. Okay. Oh, I didn't know I could do that. What? So this, you can see the camera remote thing. I'll fix it later. At least you can see my hand. One forward and one back. Depth of field. Depth of field. Oh, this is on the rumble thing, so. Yeah, people are like, nobody jumped in, so. But somebody jumped in. You know, what are you doing? Oh my god. What are you doing? What's he doing? MacGyver. What's he doing? What's he doing with that thing? MacGyver. Okay, so yesterday I went to Ybor City. I was their Founders Day. And some people showed up late, but they were saying 12 to 4 they were closed off and they're gonna have cars all over the place. I'm like, oh yeah, cool. And when there was like, just a little bit, I got to know some of the drive, some of the owners, talk to them about the cars. So, anybody jumped in? Nope. Well, I'll put the link anyway. This is process. So that whole bunch, cool stuff. And Monte Carlo, I was looking for, what does Chrysler make of the Buick GNS, Grand National? So it was Grand National and that was it, Monte Carlo SS. Grand National SS, right? No, it was Monte Carlo SS. I love these old Buicks. They're just some of these old ones I took photos of, just wow. Then I got to know talking to one guy that has a car that has just you would, it's so hard to find this. It's the Austin Healey. There's very few left in good contention. In US, in UK, there's a lot. They have a whole race class for these. Like a weekend, it's like almost like the MX5 people. And wow, saw that thing. It's amazing. Amazing. Like, wow. I talked to them and say, he actually crashed a couple years ago and got bombed. Sideswiped. Someone just popped out of nowhere. Boom. I was like, yeah, the same thing happened to me. Went under a Yukon. I said, hey, that's my car right now. That's what I'm driving. I'm like, wow. Yeah, went under. I went under. No skid mark, nothing. Just went directly under. And yeah, so a piece of my spine in the back is off by a little, just a tiny bit. But like, wow. But anyway, I was like, Austin Healey. He's like, wow, I had this car. It's original. It's the original owner. Like, this beautiful. I said, yeah, I felt that it restored it again. And it's just like, it's just, it's pristine. I never seen anything like that. Unbelievable. Dude. I wish I could share it. I wish there was a... Adobe has a share button thing, but I can't share it. But I could do it on my Instagram. And share. So, yeah. Anyway, so that was that. Wasn't bad. Went to the... I was walking. Well, I had some lunch, breakfast, brunch at this place. Le Crepe of France. Is it Le Crepe of France? French bread. French fries. Dressing. Drinks. Peru. Guess where that came from? What movie? Peru! I'm zooming in. Ebor CD. This is maybe third time. Been here. I was talking to another guy as a V-dub home bus, I guess, whatever, the living bus. I told him, yeah, it's like, yeah, I always want to do this. Same thing. He was like, I always want to just like pull away, but I eventually did it. No. Yeah, so let me see. Crepe. Le Crepe. Le Creperia Cafe. Pretty cool place. I like it. It's really good stuff. I was just thinking when I went there. No, there's Stokies and all that stuff. And look at the menu. Like, hey, I know what to get. It's gotta be Italian. It's gotta be Italian. Stallion. That's why, that's what went in my head. I didn't say it out loud. Just, that's my head saying, Oh, yeah. Sylvester Stallone. Italian Stallion. It's like, have a cappuccino and a Stallion crepe. It was good. It's like really good. Like, one more, but I don't want to keep going to the bathroom or anything. It's like, then, you know, I took some food photos here and there. Then I walked to the last maybe hour and just like, ah, nobody's coming. So I went to their bar, which is not listed on the map. It's called Southern Gale. Southern Bell, sorry, not Gale. Southern Bell. Southern Bell Country Bar and Grill. Well, I like the logo. Oh, this coyote ugly saloon. I thought about that for a second. Like, no, I've been to the one in New York, and they were mean. The girls wasn't sweet. They're not supposed to be. By the way, but they do dance on the thing, and they just pour stuff. I'm like, oh man, if I go there, I'll be sloshed. Forget about going home for hours. Probably need to get a motel, whatever, and pass out for the day. Like, no. 2 beers, that's it. So, on my way to walking over there, and if you guys know anything about Ybor City and Tampa, there's a Scientology church right here in downtown. Let's see. Scientology. It's right in Ybor City too. It's very close. And this music's crazy. We echoes. Okay. Yeah, so it's right there. So I was walking towards the bar, Southern Bell. Hi. Would you like to have one of these? Sure. Took it. Like, she didn't say anything. She didn't stop me. I'm like, yeah, I don't think you'll stop me. I am of ether. Because I don't sort of understand it. And I was brought up with two separate religions. One, Catholic school that taught Buddhism, which is when you meditate, you do the hand signal thing. It's this. So I was taught two different things, and I was able to put things together. And yeah, just like, wow, man. Right? But so far, every Scientology person come up to me, just like, give me a card. And I'm like, I went to the bar, and I was like, yeah, dude, what's going on with the Scientology thing, man? It's like, see this card? That's your tip. Oh, like, joking. Whatever. Then I was having a conversation with them, young guy. I was like, hey, man, like, what's going on with this card? I thought it was going to be more. Say, like a couple weeks ago, there were more cars. So I think they overblown. Maybe they vent overblown. So yesterday, we were just like, yeah, just let's bring some few classics here. It's only for classics. I know there are more classics. And people just don't want to be in there. I don't know why. It's not a bigger event. It's a pretty big event. This is... No, historic thing. But doing a lot, so I had to do my thing for those and finish it. Finish the white shots, get the whole street. Then drop off my gear, got some cigars, I took photos of them and drop them off my car, then just take a walk, get another cup of coffee at the crepe shop, and just went. Take a walk, because I haven't been to Ybor for a long time. You know, used to go by myself too. So just take a walk. Go to IKEA, get some stuff. Like, go to Ybor, take a walk. But I haven't done it since this pandemic. I haven't been. And then every other time I went, it was just with family members, and they're like, they hurry, which I don't understand. So just relax. We'll go here. Some people just in the family just don't want to stay in one spot for longer than 15 minutes. Like, all right. But when I was by myself, I was able to relax, absorb the atmosphere, the beauty of the place. Where's my email going off? Okay. No, I like doing that. It just reminds, even though it's not New York City, but you reminded me of going lower east side New York. And it just, you walk and just enjoy the surrounding, the environment, people. And call up friends, and, hey, let's go meet over here. Okay. Or sometimes it's just like, let me go to the museum. If you live in the city, you should get a museum pass. If you can get all of them at once. I think there's a city pass. I know the Met has a few of their museums in one package. It's like $100 a year. Get to go to all of them anytime you want. You can just walk right there. Don't need to pay in front. And guess what? Suggested payment. So when you go there, they say, oh, it's $8. You just tell them, well, I'll give it to you. They have to accept it. We'll give you like $1. You can walk right in. So you put it in the city. Live in New York City, that's what you should do. Because you want to get to know the place you live, right? So this is the same thing. Now I live down here. I like to go to these places, just go see things, to absorb it and see what it's like. The funny part is, now that I'm down here, now that everybody's leaving, I see more people from New York, New Jersey, New Jersey, California. It's more than, like, whoa, interesting. So anyway, that was that. I'm just, all right, after the two beers, I've noticed just my eyes, because I haven't drank so long, and my eyes just not able to it wasn't doing fast enough. It wasn't able to adjust the brightness and dark, so it was all white. Oh. And the sunlight, and just realized, you know what, sunlight's getting brighter and brighter. It's getting more blue color. Our sun is changing frequencies. So I have to put a eyeglasses on, all that stuff, and like, okay, whatever. And then finished the whole thing on my way home. Then the crazies on the highway. It's like, so I drive crazy for, well, there was a truck in front of me, and like, guy slowed down. I'm like, oh, I have to change lane. So I had to speed up, change lane, then boom. And everybody's just like, whoa, what's wrong going on with this guy? Then I pull all the way back to the right lane and just went with the speed limit. And they were passing, but they were just like, carefully passing. So what's wrong? Are you guys reacting? So I'm reacting. Yeah, because the truck, the 18-wheeler in front of me is stopping for no reason. So I gotta pull over. Pull right side or left. At right, you got cars coming in. I'm like, oh, I can't do that. The left, the fast cars are going in. So one guy wanted, saw me pull the signal on and started speeding up. I'm like, no, you're not. So it's weird. People drive like weird. Strange. Strange stuff. Anyway, what's going on with cryptos? I don't know. Something is coming. There is a massive bank run. It's coming. I just don't know when. And this morning I was listening to Pipa Fry with Taibbi talking about stuff. I'm like, oh, cool, cool. Didn't know he was a Filipino. Poor Filipino. Panicking. Are they panicking? They're not panicking, but they're getting ready. All these bad guys getting ready. Because it's going to be a bank run. They're going to jump out of there. I think gold price is climbing. See, even Tyler Durden from Zero Hedge knows. He says, why gold may be on the cusp, but not a major bull market. Tyler Durden knows. Should listen to Tyler Durden. Now why? Because he's got some dags. Hey, you want a dag? I'll sell you one. If it's in the movie, you know what I mean. Dags. It's like, huh? What? Okay. Anyway. 23 minutes. Kind of looks like El Dorado. Ooh, custom station wagon. Whoa. The Nothing wireless earphones. I don't know. Thought about getting one, but no, I don't want wireless. I want wired. Just like, old school. What else is here? It's nothing. It's cars. Little cars here and there. It's nothing. Oh my god. It's nothing. Nothing on. Nothing interesting. Really nothing. Interesting. Even the software, just like are there any news for Elon? Oh, the but ugly. Oh, nice title. Good job, New York Post. My ex-employer. Good title. I like it. second Bud Light marketing exec on leave after Darlene Mofane. Backlash. Wow, it's doing them gone. It's gonna be tough, man. What do they just have the horse commercial? Like the one they did now to bring everything back. With the horses, whatever they call them. Forgot that. Horse. No. Little breeze. That's it. There's the. I forgot the. But why? Why is there. Or. Clydesdales. That's it. Clydesdale. Yeah. Why don't they just do commercial with Clydesdale? Running around. Like, Clydesdale just stand there like this and give you that look. Like, with a nod. Like, the horse. I'm showing my hands. Rumble. The horse goes. And then just turn around and look at you. We'll give you a nod. Right? Will they do that? The nod, you know what that nod is? The nod is. Okay. Hey, how you doing? That's the nod. It's Bud Light. That's Budweiser. Hey, drink some Bud. Say, how are you doing? Hey. It's light, right? Yeah, I got a little. Doctor said, I got a little weight. Gotta lose it. So, I have to drink light beer. New Post Wales is there. Amy Robach. TJ Holmes. They're like stuck on that. There's a camera guy just follow the paparazzi. I don't know what it is, whatever. They look good together. Let them go. If something goes wrong. Doesn't. Fourth generation NYPD. Wow. Nice. Yeah, it's pretty hard. Pretty cool. Like when you see the Harper. I met a guy in Hoboken. I think he was a Harbor Master or something. I can't remember what he did, but he says, yeah. Him and one other guy had a bar. Works on trains, train tracks. So yeah, it's like we just. Oh, my whole family did this. It's like that's all we know. It's easy job for us. You come in, you already know. When you get old, you get hired. All we know of, you do this. Nio 210. What? Shannon Doherty. I like the way the Sharon Osbourne pronounced her name because she couldn't do Doherty. So she said Shannon Doherty. What was that? Oh, separate. Whatever. Ding ding ding. 9121. Ooh. 1, 2, 1. That one, 2-1. 9-1, 2-1. That one. 2-1. I got the jaw muscle again. It's tight. That's a little better today. I think I'm gonna have to start drinking beer the night before to a podcast. Ease the tension, ease the muscle a little bit. I tenderize my jaw muscles, my jaw muscles. So I can speak somewhat correct. Paige is back. Oh god, why? Oh, sorry, Paige, but somebody likes your post. I keep having you here once in a while. So Alec Bowen's doing the rust again. He's helping out with the horse on set. Oh, he can't get on the horse? Well, he's kind of old, isn't he? Well, he's just, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. Crazy stuff in the news. I think that there's going to be more crazy stuff coming. I believe there's a bank run coming. Because the dollar's been dropped. Every other country, it's like, we're done. Even yesterday, I gave the bartender like $10. Like, dude, this is like $2, man. So I go to McDonald's, I order a Big Mac meal. Now how much it costs? $8. It's not worth it. It's like $8. It's like double the price. I can just make burgers at home. Why go there? So company's gonna lose. And I just heard a whole bunch, chapter 11. Like Bed Bath & Beyond is gone. The one I thought they were gonna go away for a long time was True Religion. Because when True Religion came out, it was the hottest thing. Got these ripped up Levi jeans. That I could have done it with a hand sander and all that stuff. And put some colors on it. That's what they did. And it costs like $300-$400 for jeans. Like True Religion jeans and ripped up t-shirts. But people loved that back then, so. Hey. Not good with them, they made a lot of money. But then we can't afford this. It's no point. The kids don't like this stuff anymore. So you're out. Out. Get out. So that was a surprise. Like I thought they filed chapter 11 a long time ago. And it sort of came back. And they're doing it again. I'm like, oh no. Well, these companies are going, McDonald's might be going, Starbucks might be going, because the coffee tastes like crap. It's like, oh my god, what happened? It's like water, like dark water, dark bitter water. I could just put some tea in a tea bag, like an Earl Grey, and it would actually get a nice flavor. It'd be weird, yeah, coffee, but it's tea flavor. Coffee. Yeah. Okay. So the Italy, I guess, design week, whatever. Talk to my friend from where is he? I think it's in Milan. Using, it's like, yeah, there's a lot of a lot of stuff. It's like, oh, cool. Take some pictures. Send it. I want to see. So I'm going to wait for those. There's nothing. Holy cow. TechCrunch? There's nothing on TechCrunch. Twitter means they blew verification mark for a top account if they didn't pay for it. Yeah. AutoGPT. I know what it is, but I think it's important. People just read themselves. One day, you're gonna go virtual land. And you're gonna have these GPT created people speaking to you like a real person. You'll be like, is this real? Or is this Memorex? That's an old 80s commercial. Yeah, so we don't know. That thing's just odd. Cars? Any cars? 43 Institute had a rally event, and I think they gave out, yeah, flat out the 43 forever. That was a tribute tour. So I think a team got 1043 each. So donate. So that was good. You want to donate, go ahead. You don't want to donate, that's all right. But spread the word. Rally pacing is, I don't think it's dying, but I don't know. If the economy goes, would it still going? I know FIA, we can't break it because they're the official. Why am I going FIA? Because WRC, sorry, WEC. FIA World WEC. This is the one. Championship. Next one is Spa. Plankoshan. Oh, I'm like, look at all the cars, all the top cars. I haven't looked at them because after that is the Le Mans, after Spa, we get Le Mans. Then you'll be like, oh, I'm gonna go watch. Because historic event, because Porsche and the Ferrari are back. That's a P1 class. So Spa is in 2 days. Maybe I'll see it, watch it. Because, you know, there's what's a turn? Starting point, turn 1, turn 2, turn 3. Turn 3 and turn 4 are the most treacherous turns. You're going uphill and then doing a right and a left. And the left is like a hump. So you launch off. If you don't break it, or even not breaking it, but if you don't turn correctly and with the correct speed, you'll fly over to the outside, hit the wall. Yeah. And yeah, you. Let's put the link in there. And, Let me see. Spa. Spa Franco Jet. Crashes. Really bad one.
And nobody can see you. So if you crash right there, you get that's why.
Just rain. It's bad. It's a bad corner. You don't know what to do. Well, sometimes just nothing happened.
Cars over there. Couldn't see them. The whole engine is fine.
That turn. That turn is crazy. So maybe I'll watch it. Because, like, I'm doing the honing. Sort of. I'm just here to watch crashes. Now, like, a couple times I went to one of those. Like, I was younger. Went to a English town, Raceway Park, went to the drag racing and stuff. When there, people like, oh, check this car, or like friends of ours were like, oh, cars. And the other, then we asked other people, was like, oh, we're just here for the crashes. What? Same thing with NASCAR. I never went, but. A lot of people said, yeah, one third of the audience want to see crash and they want to film it and they want to do the honing thing with it, like the kids today with honing illegal donuts on the street. They want to see a crash and they go, oh, and film it. That's what they want to do. Like my phone. Oh my god. Then they turn around, maybe. Or they do the selfie. Turn around themselves. Oh, see that? See that car? Oh my god. Oh, it crashed. Oh. Sucker! No, I don't know. They said that, but it just. Crazy. Anyway, I think this is it. 6 minutes left. I got nothing else to say. Except I'm sweating a little bit. And I'm gonna go out and find a fine wine for my cigars. And that's it. That's it for today. That's it. That's it for today. Well, this is out there, but just look out for things. Plan ahead. Always good to plan ahead. Just things might happen. Depends on where you live. Like, maybe I might need to get something. But really, think about what's coming. Just be prepared. And that's it for today. Today's lesson. No, it's not today's lesson. Anyway, I'm gonna go. Have a wonderful day. Monday. I think this is the last Monday of the month. I got 2 weeks before another cart and coffee, so I'm gonna spend my time with making those cheat lights to work. I'm making a Aquarius, but it's not in the jar. It's opposite. It's gonna be the cap going upwards. Gonna be making that today. Look around for ideas or something to just make it up as I go. Then after that, I don't know. I'll try something else. Fooling around. Whatever I can think of. Maybe do a Le Mans 24 with a... That's gonna be tough. But I can do it. I need to get a burner to harden the copper once it's finished. Maybe I'll do a Le Mans 24 version. I got 2 weeks to do. Yeah, I could do it. Yeah. Okay, so have a wonderful day, and that's it. I'll be back on Wednesday. Ciao.